Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Like, people see what goes well for you. They see the successes, but they never understand how much you struggle when you are being planted or when you are still a seed underneath the ground growing your roots. They never see the struggle. They see the success and people think you are lucky. I know you might be saying, well, you know, I didn't ask for this. And why is this happening? Where is God? And all of that. Well, you maybe did not ask to suffer and struggle right now, but you asked for something really big that's going to cost you the old version of you. The current version of you now, you're going to have to give it up and develop into a much better version to get the thing that you really want. And that's why you are planted right now. That's why you feel like the world is against you, because everything in you is fighting to keep your current identity and it's time to give it up. Everybody who is reaping an abundant harvest right now went through a season where they were planted and they were hidden and they have struggled and they have suffered for what they have right now. So before you ask for it, make sure you're willing to go through what they went through to get it. You see what I'm saying? Mind your business. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. I'm proud of myself for recording today. Transparency. I have not been recording on schedule. You know what? I'm just going to say it. I'm going to hold myself accountable for my shenanigans. I have not been following my recording schedule the past few weeks, and that's why there have been delays in the episodes. Yep. Because usually, if you notice, they're always like released at like 8 a.m. because I scheduled them the day before. They're like days in advance. But you know, maybe the past two Sundays or so, you know, they've been coming out at like, you know, 3 p.m. because, you know, I haven't been keeping to my schedule. But I still got it done. Okay, and that's what matters. It's imperfect consistent action is better than perfect inconsistent action or no action. Y'all get what I'm trying to say, okay? I have not been consistent with my schedule the past few weeks. That's why the episodes have been late. So there has been some inconsistency in the scheduling, but there has still been some consistency in the posting because I still got them out, okay? Let that be a mini lesson before we even get into the topic today. Give yourself some grace. You might not do things on time. You may not follow the rigid schedule that you have set up for yourself, but please, as long as you get it done, take yourself out and go get some food and celebrate, okay? But anyway, child, let's get into today's episode. Today's topic is inspired by one YouTube video by Myron Golden that I came across, as well as another podcast episode on the Let It Resonate podcast by my friend Jalen. And I saw the podcast episode, I listened to it, and then I saw the YouTube video shortly after that in the same day. And I just felt like I don't know who gave them the right to come at me like that, you know, like to humble me like that. I just felt like it was uncalled for. I mean, perhaps it was called for, but still, I still felt attacked. But it's very relevant to what I have been, you know, enduring the past few months, if I'm being honest. And especially this week. Like, this week, I have been struggling. Like, literally. I mean, maybe, okay, I'm partially exaggerating. I think sometimes I just have these, like, emotional moments where I'm not crying, but I just get, like, very frustrated and impatient with life, with the Lord, you know, with His timing. Because I just feel like we should have a meeting and we should get our timing in sync. You know, I feel like there should be more communication, you know, on His part, you know, for example. You know, I would just like to be aware of what's going on sometimes so that I don't feel like somebody decided to kick me off a ledge one day, you know, and then the next day I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I just feel like I would like to be considered when certain decisions about my life and my life's journey is made. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, today's episode is going to be about being planted, right? Being planted, but feeling like you are actually being buried. Because for the past week or so, I definitely felt like I was buried. But when I watched a video by Myron Golden and I listened to the podcast episode, it reminded me that I was actually being planted. And I will actually link the podcast and the video in the description. And so basically what they were both talking about, which is exactly what I've been going through, but I've been too emotional or too in my feelings to step out of it and realize what has been happening. But basically, what it is you ask for something, you say you really want something, and we don't realize that in order to get things, in order to level up, if you will, in order to get to that next level of our life or get these things that we want, we have to first be planted. We have to first go through something that's going to build our character in a way that it needs to be built to sustain whatever we are praying for at that next level. But all we tend to do is think about how much we want that thing and pray about it and beg God for it and like try to manifest, script, journal, you know, visualize all of these things. But in order for a seed to go into a tree, it must first be planted and it must first grow its roots. And a lot of us, myself included, right now are being planted, or we have been planted for a while, because we feel buried, because the seed goes under soil. It goes in dirt, right? And I think even Steve Harvey said something about that in one of his like motivational speeches. Before you sprout and before you grow into that tree and you bear all these fruits, you have to first be planted. And when you're planted, there's going to be a time when nothing happens. There's going to be a time where the only time you grow is underground. You have to grow the roots first before the tree starts sprouting above ground. And many of us are still planted. We're still under the dirt. Like, the roots are growing. You definitely notice that you are feeling better. You know, you see how your character is changing in different ways. You know you're learning. You know you are growing. But you're just not seeing the things you want come into your life yet. And that's exactly where I've been. And when I heard these episodes, it really made me realize that I am not buried. I have felt buried, but I'm actually planted. It's two different reactions to that. If you feel like you're buried, then it's almost as if there is no light at the end of the tunnel. But if you understand that you are planted, you know that your roots are growing right now, and eventually you will sprout up into a tree and you will bear fruit. So you are planted, not buried. That's literally how I had to look at it. And that's what I had to realize. That's what I realized after I listened to that video and that episode, because I was letting my emotions get the best of me. And I was letting my current circumstances convince me that, I mean, like, there was no hope. And if there's one thing I can tell you, is that this year I really feel like God has been working on my patience. I used to feel like I was a patient person, but ever since I surrendered my life to God and trusted His timing, I'm really understanding the meaning of patience. And it's an adjustment. Okay, it is an adjustment. I didn't read the fine print, okay, because this is not what I was expecting. But I'm also coming to realize that it's not about my timing, it's about His. So I might be the one in a hurry, but His timing is perfect. And you know, that's great to stay in theory. You know, it gives me some encouragement when I say it in theory, but as a human being, you know, being an imperfect mortal human being, that's not always what I want to hear sometimes. You know, I'm just being real. Like, I will listen to it, I will agree with it, you know, but I will have my emotional moment where I disagree first, okay? I will be dramatic for just a few minutes, and then I will get my life together and I will agree that yes, His timing is perfect. But first, let me cry about my timing, okay? That's just how I've been this week. And I feel great now, because what I've realized is, if you are not new here, you have heard my story about how I almost pretty much ended my life in the worst season of my life. And thinking back, I will definitely say that I was planted at that point in time, but I was under the impression that I was buried. So, you know, I almost did what I did with that in mind. But fast forward to almost a decade later, I can truly see that I was being planted, because at that point in time, that laid the foundation for me becoming everything that I am today. Like, me becoming this positive, optimistic person. All of that stemmed from that point where I was planted. So I say this because I want you to really think about different points in your life where at one point you thought things would never get better. It was absolutely terrible. You did not see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I want you to think about how your life is now. And you may not have everything you want now, but I want you to think about how much different you are now than that time where you literally did not see a light at the end of the tunnel. If you really reflect on that point now that you have gotten over it, and even if you are in a dark time right now, think back to a time that was actually worse, like the worst point. If you really reflect, you can think of a few ways that that was actually beneficial for you becoming the person you are today. I'm sure if you look back, you can see how that was actually a terrible time, but because of that, I made these changes, and this is how my character changed, and this is how my life improved. Maybe I lost somebody I thought was important to me, and I thought I wouldn't live to see another day. And you know, now you breathe in, you still breathe in, you're still doing fine. Whatever it is for you, I'm sure when you reflect on those times, you can actually see how beneficial it was to your life when you look at the whole story instead of just that isolated event. So I say all this because I want you to understand that this season of you being planted right now, a few years from now, you're going to look back on it and you're going to laugh. Or maybe weeks, maybe months, who knows? Like, things can change in the snap of a finger. And if you are as introspective as I am, you are already noticing how your character has changed, how you have healed certain parts of yourself. You may not be perfect. You may not be, you know, like the best version of yourself per se. But ever since you were planted in this current season you are in, I'm sure you can notice certain changes about your life and certain things about your life that has been improved since you were planted. It may have been hard, it might be hard right now, but I'm sure you can see different ways that is actually working to your benefit. I want you to keep that in mind. And that's what I've been doing. That's what I thought about. I was like, even though I'm not where I want to be per se, this has definitely benefited me in so many ways that I wouldn't change it for the world. The lowest point in my life made me a completely different and a much better person. The person you see today, that was the beginning of me becoming this person that I am today. And so I would never take it back. And I know a few weeks, months, years from now, I'm going to look back at this moment and I'm going to think the exact same thing. So with that being said, I am literally just trying to take it day by day. I don't have all of the answers in this episode because I am going through it with y'all, if you can relate. But just remember that you are planted, not buried. And one of the things Myron said in the YouTube video that I highly recommend you watch is, before you go up, you always have to go through a process. And there will be a point in time where all of the growth that you do is unseen to everybody else. All of the progress that you are making right now is literally for your own personal eye, and other people are not going to see it. They might see how you have changed and evolved, but they don't really get to have a firsthand experience of watching you develop your roots and struggle and do all of these things. And then one day when your foundation below the ground is enough and you start growing above the ground and you sprout into a beautiful tree that starts to bear fruit, people are going to think that you are an overnight success. People are going to challenge how much you worked for what you have. People are going to say, oh, you know, they didn't even struggle for that. They didn't even work for that. They didn't even, you know, like things just happened for them overnight. The season you are in right now of being planted, you are the only person that's going to really know how bad you are struggling right now. You are the only person that's really going to understand how much it's taking from you. To even just wake up and go through another day sometimes, you are the only person that's going to know that. But ironically enough, if you keep going, and as you keep going, when you start sprouting above ground and when you start bearing fruit, people are going to think you are an overnight success. People are going to think, oh, you are lucky, but they don't know how much you had to fight. They don't know how much you had to fight. Let me tell you, before I made this podcast, right? There's only like maybe two people on the planet who knew about when I almost committed suicide, or when I almost, like, the extreme low points in my life. A lot of the people in my life now met me after I went through all of these things.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So they don't know how bad I have struggled. And I mean, that's not their fault. That's not on them. And for the people who knew me around that point in time, they did not know. And that's because of me. I chose to hide it, right? So I'm not blaming anybody for anything. It's not on anybody. But I chose to hide it. So nobody truly understands how much I have struggled in life, how much I have cried. You know, how many nights I've cried myself to sleep. Nobody knows how much pain I have been in throughout the course of my life. But somehow, in the midst of all of that, I still managed to just, you know, take it day by day and get myself through each day. Sometimes I just had to take it one day at a time. Sometimes, some days I didn't feel like getting out of bed, right? I'm just speaking like throughout the course of my life. Like, nobody knows how much pain I've been in, but everybody sees how ambitious I am. Everybody sees how much I relentlessly go after what I want. Everybody sees what happens on the surface, like when I choose to take risks or when I have any successes in my life or when things go well for me. Like, people see what goes well for you. They see the successes, but they never understand how much you struggle when you are being planted or when you are still a seed underneath the ground growing your roots. They never see the struggle. They see the success and people think you are lucky. People just think, oh, you know, she must have had it easy in life. You know, she must have had all of these things to fall back on and blah, blah, blah. People will say whatever they want to say, but I digress. I'm going on a tangent, but the point is, if you are currently planted right now, just like I am, I just want you to really think back to the other times that you were planted and you may have thought you were buried and you thought the world was coming to an end and you didn't think you could live to see another day and it was just unbearable for whatever reason, whatever you were going through. And I really want you to just look at your life today and see that it worked out. And it actually helped you. And right now, whatever you are being planted for, you are eventually going to bear fruit. You are eventually going to bear fruit. But right now, while being planted, do not think you are buried because you are not, okay? And I'm so happy I ran into that video and that podcast episode because I was literally just being an emotional wreck. You know, I felt like God had beef with me. You know, I felt like he had beef with me. I was like, you know, I thought we were good. I thought we were good. What's happening? But they reminded me that I'm being planted again. And then immediately I thought of other times in my life where I was being planted and I thought it was the end of the world. And it was the beginning of something amazing. But you have to learn different things. You have to realize how strong you are. You only realize how strong you are when you have no choice but to be strong, right? And your character and your patience needs to be developed in order for you to receive and sustain the things that you are asking for. Okay, so before we move on, I have a surprise for you. If you don't already know, I do have 4 journals for self-reflection, relationships, your vision, and healing. And they basically come with journal prompts to actually help you get your life together in these areas. And if you think the way I speak is triggering, the journal prompts will also be triggering. You know why? Because I created them. It's not no happy go merry. What is your day like? No, the same way I drag you on this podcast is the same way I drag you with these journal prompts so that you can actually get your life together. So if you're interested, I am now giving 20% off only to my podcast listeners. I do not advertise this anywhere else. You cannot find this anywhere else. This is only for you because you listen to my podcast. So if you're interested, go to secludedthoughts.com/journals and use code STP20. Now back to the episode. And also, while you are being planted, please do not concern yourself with what other people have going on in their lives. I am very grateful to have gotten to a point in my life where I literally do not concern myself with what other people have going on in their lives. If somebody has something that I am working for or that I would like to have one day, I clap for them. I celebrate them. I will like whatever you post, but there's no like envy in my heart, you know? Like if I see somebody with something that I have not even allowed myself to believe that I can have, then I'm going to use that as inspiration to be like, well, why should I limit myself and act like I cannot have these things too, you know? But I never look at what people have in general, and if it happens to come across my social media pages, I never look at it from a place of envy because I understand everybody has their own walk in life. They have their own journey. And what another person has is none of my business. Whether I have it, whether I had it, whether I will have it, or I'm going to have it, or I'll never have it, that's none of my business. I have gotten myself to a point where I do not look at what people have. Like, I don't get envious of what people have. And the reason I've gone to that point is because I got very clear on what I want in life personally. So I just assess my progress with what I want and I do what I have to get it. But I'm saying this because I see so many people on social media comparing themselves to other people or looking at what other people have and feeling bad about your life because all of us feel like we have to have certain things by a certain age. And you feel behind. And especially if you're planted and you're about to sprout, like, you can't be comparing your life to other people. Stop letting people who only post the highlights on social media convince you that you are behind in life. You are not behind. You are never meant to be compared to anybody. That's the thing. Comparison is the thief of joy. Do not compare yourself to anybody. What other people have is none of your business. And what you have is none of theirs, okay? Stop watching what people have. And it's okay to look at it and feel inspired or to clap for them or whatever, but if you just have that envy in your heart that causes you to hate and say negative things about them or feel negative things about yourself because you don't have it, I'm telling you, you have to cut that out. You have to cut that out. You have to be very clear on what you want, especially as you're being planted right now. And you are already under construction, focus on what you want. Focus on getting that, okay? Because being planted is hard enough. Don't also make yourself feel like crap because you're comparing your life to other people and what they have and what you don't have. I have been very fortunate to get to the point where I don't care what anybody else has. I know what I want, and I believe that I will get all of those things in God's timing, you know, when the time is right. So I am not going to feel any type of way if somebody gets something before me, or if what they get is better than what I have, or anything like that. Because at the end of the day, the same way you are being planted right now, before you get elevated to that point that you want to have all of the things that you really want, all of the nice things, whatever that may be, they had to be planted too to get what they had. Some of the people you see with like penthouses and all of these nice cars and things like that, you don't know what they went through. And I'm not talking about the people who are faking it and the people who are scammers. I'm talking about the people who can clearly afford these things and clearly afford to have a nice lifestyle like that. You don't know what kind of struggle these people had to go through while they were being planted to have something of that magnitude. So stop hating on it, because if you wanted to, you can go through that too. I don't know where I heard this, but it was in one of those motivational videos. you cannot ask for something somebody else has without going through what they went through to get it. So that's why I think it's very important not to compare yourself to what you see other people have. You do not know how much they had to struggle to get what they have. There are so many people who have these success stories who are deca-millionaires, centimillionaires now, and they'll tell you how they slept in their car and they were homeless. Like, look at Tyler Perry's story or Steve Harvey. They were homeless. Do you want to be homeless? Of course not. So when you comparing yourself to people who have all of that and you feel envious and you say you want these things, make sure you're willing to go through what they went through to get it too. Because there's no such thing as something for nothing. Everybody who is reaping an abundant harvest right now went through a season where they were planted and they were hidden and they have struggled and they have suffered for what they have right now. So before you ask for it, make sure you're willing to go through what they went through to get it. You see what I'm saying? Mind your business, okay? You have enough to worry about of your own, okay? And I'm not saying everybody will go through the same thing. It might be different, you know. I feel like all of our seasons of being planted is different because we all have to develop different things for the different path that we are all on. None of us have the same life. None of us are meant to do the same thing. So both of us might be planted right now, but maybe I'm planted because I need to develop my patience and my character and my consistency and my relationship with God. And you need to get rid of somebody in your life. You know, like you're going through a season right now where you're losing a bunch of people in your life and you feel like you're being buried and whatnot, but all of these people are toxic people that you keep keeping around you. You keep trying to save them. You keep trying to take them with you and they're holding you back. Like, none of us are on the same walk, okay? None of us are on the same walk. None of us are on the same path. That's why it's important for you to focus on the journey ahead of you specifically and stop worrying about other people's lives and stop comparing your own, okay? I didn't even intend to say all of that today. It just came out. But oh well. What I really wanted to say on this episode is I am planted too. And it's a struggle, okay? We going through it here and there. I have days where I can't be bothered to do anything because I just feel like the world is against me. And then I'll eat, you know, I'll eat and I'll watch a sermon or something and I'll feel like I can take on the world the next day or in a few hours after that. You know, sometimes I'm dramatic, you know, but one thing about me is I will feel how I feel. I will encourage myself to feel my feelings. So, but yeah, just remember that you are planted, okay? You are not buried. You are planted, not buried. This is not the end of you, okay? And in some cases, I know you might be saying, well, you know, I didn't ask for this, and why is this happening? Where is God? And all of that. Well, you maybe did not ask to suffer and struggle right now, but you asked for something really big that's going to cost you the old version of you. The current version of you now, you're going to have to give it up and develop into a much better version to get the thing that you really want. And that's why you are planted right now. That's why you feel like the world is against you, because everything in you is fighting to keep your current identity and it's time to give it up. And that's not original for me. That's from the video from Myron Golden. Go listen to it. It's in the description. It's only 10 minutes. But yeah, I realized when he said that he was absolutely right. I am a very visual person. I know some people don't really see anything when they close their eyes. I can see very vivid images when I close my eyes. So visualization is like a strength for me. I'm really good at it. So I can visualize the best version of myself. And I can visualize and see clearly me living my ideal life. And when I look at the personality, the character traits, the qualities, the habits, and the patterns of that best version of myself. It looks a little bit different from my own personal habits right now. Okay, just a little bit different. And that's why I know that I have been struggling. I know that's why I've been struggling, because I have to surrender those habits. I have to surrender that old identity and step into the new one if I'm going to get that. And that's a lot easier said than done. Even if I know, like, that girl wakes up early every morning. I'm doing my best. I am doing my best right now, you know? And some days I get it right and some days I don't. And I know it's not about perfection, but still, I can see it. So I know what I have to do. And I'm taking strides towards that. But I want you to really think about, while you are planted, really list the qualities, describe the life. Take your time and really think about that best version of yourself. Think about what you are asking for. And then think about the version of you that operates in the life with having the things that you asked for. And write down what they look like, how they dress, how they carry themselves, what their friend groups look like, where do they go, what do they do, what are their hobbies, what does their relationship with money looks like. Literally write it all down. Think about what you are asking for and think about the version of you who has all of that, and clearly describe every detail about them and compare that to your life, because that's the life you need to transition into to get that thing. You have to give up your old identity and assume your new one to get what you want. And that's easier said than done. And that's why a lot of us are struggling, including myself. But you know what? We are works in progress. Okay, don't beat yourself up. I'm not beating myself up. I'm giving myself a lot of grace right now. But at the same time, I know I also need to get my life together. Okay, so I'm going to do that. And I'm going to encourage you to do that as well. And, you know, let's just do our best. Let's just do our best. Let's commit to doing our best, okay? That is all I have to say this week, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.